We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around five lines from the top of Mem Gimel, the two dots. It said in our Mishnah that if they were masiv, that means they lay down on the couches, which is a kvias, then one person is moitzi everyone else with the bracha. And like we explained, that the only time you can moitzi everyone else with a bracha is only if they're all kavua, they're all sitting on their beds, leaning. That's how they used to sit by the Suda. And the reason is, if someone doesn't sit that way, he's showing he doesn't want to be part of the Suda, therefore he can't be Yetze with the Bracha. But if they're sitting down, they're lying down, then everyone can be Yetze with the Bracha. So I'm a Rav, let's show you a pasta by Yeseba. There's two versions of this Gemara, Rav and Rav Yechanan. The first version goes like this. I'm a Rav, let's show you a pasta by Yeseba. Only pass, you want to Yetze everyone with a Yetze, you need a Yeseba. But Yayin loy by Yeseba. Yayin does not need a Seba, and there's a kvias that you can mitzvah everyone even without the Seba. Rav Yechanan, I feel Yayin nami by a Seba. Rav Yechanan says even wine needs a Seba. Ikadamri Amarav, Lo Shanu Ela Pas the Mahanyale a Seba. And this Gemara is a little bit different. Rav saying the only time it works is a Seba only works only by Pas, only by bread. Ava Yayin le Mahanyale a Seba. Yayin a Seba does not work. Rav Yechanan Amar, Afilo yayin nami mehanya lehaseba. Rav Yechanan says yayin also haseba works. So for the first lashon, everything else doesn't need a seba. For your second lashon, it may not even work. It might not even work by yayin. According to Rav Yechanan, yayin works, but maybe other oichlan will not work. Now there's actually a gemara before the story of the two talmidim, and one of them jumped and made a bracha for the other one, and there it sounds like one made a bracha for everyone else. So there's a tosis before on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph that says that they were masiv, and therefore they could mitzvah each other with the bracha of Shehakel Be'er Pei Adam. So it's mashmash they were paskin that you could be mitzvah everyone else, even on other things, if you are masiv. But either way, in any case, we have machlekes here. By Rav, in the first lashon, Rav holds that the yayin doesn't need haseba, and in the second lashon, Rav holds haseba does not even work the yayin. Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha from a tesefta. It says in tesefta, How did it work when someone came in to eat by the balabas? So the minig was, Rashi says, that the balabatim had a lot of aniyim who came to eat by them, but they didn't come all at the same time. So until they came, they sat in like the foyer, and they had a little bit to drink or to eat over there, and then they came into the main place where they had the suda. So the Tosefta explains us how it worked. Ketzat, seida haseba. Aruchim nechnasim, the Aruchim come in, the Yoshvim Magabis of Salom sit on top of benches, the Magabi Katadois, on armchairs, Achie Konsukulam, till all of them gather, and then they're going to go into, when everyone comes, they're going to go into the main room. But before they get, well, while they're sitting around, Havila Hamayim used to bring them water, Kol Echav Echanoit Yodi Achas, they each washed one hand, the hand they were going to eat and drink with. Like Tosfos says, because of the cover, the bracha, they washed one hand. Balahem Yayin, he brought them wine. Kolech Avechem Varach La'atzmai. Everyone makes a bracha for themselves. Olu Ve'esebu, they went up into the dining room and they sat on their couches. They lay down on their couches. Balahem Mayim, they brought the Mayim again, this time to wash. Vahav Moitzi. Af Pisha Kolech Avechad Noit Yodav Achas, even though they all washed one hand, Choiz V'Noit Oshte Yodav, they washed both hands. And Balahem Yayin, and then they brought them wine before the day before the Suda. So for you, they made this bracha wine after washing, before Hamoitzi, similar to the Yekis do on a Friday night. Balam Yayin. Even though they made a bracha already in the foyer, like in the anteroom, Echad Varach Lekulam, still they make another bracha, one's Moitzi bracha for everyone. Now, the reason why they think another bracha is because it's a different place. It's not the first bracha wasn't mitzi the wine that happens later by the suda before the suda. But akpanim, what you do see is that in the anteroom, the first room in the foyer, there everyone made their own bracha. And here, when they drank the wine, but here when they sat down and made a seva, one person was mitzi everyone for the wine. So I'm going to ask this: Leich lishadam rav lo shon wala pasta by yaseva yayin la by yaseva. Lefi, the first lashon, the whole thing, yayin doesn't need a seba, then it's shver, kasha reisha. The reisha is shver, that says that when they were in the foyer, everyone made their own bracha. What's the problem? You don't need a seba. Let one person, you might see everyone else the bracha. So the Gemara, shani orchim, did I tie you the maker? Since these orchim plan on leaving, so it's not a kvias. It's not a kvias at all here. So therefore it's even worse, because it's not a kvias, because they don't plan on staying here. Talk to Gemara. Lehechlus or Dama Rav lo yishar al pasma heinlei seva v'yarim lemar heinlei seva kasha seva. Then you have a kasha now fakaret that it sounds like when they got into the dining room, one person was mighty everyone with the bircha of yayin. I has seva doesn't work for wine according to the second version of Rav. So Gemara answers Shani Hasam the migu the kamahani le haseva lepas. Since you're eating this suda, you're gonna eat pas, and since the it's gonna work, haseva doesn't work for pas. Mahani la nami haseva liyayin. Haseva will also work for the wine. It's like amigo. Since the haseva doesn't work for the pas, even though haseva usually doesn't work for wine, here it will work for the wine. Zokta Gemara Vayter. It says in our Mishnah that balehem yayim sechamaz. And if they counted, they got wine in the middle of the suda, everyone makes their own bracha. But it says at the end of the Suda, then one person might see everyone. Now, in the middle of the Suda is for sure Haseba. So why does everyone make their own bracha on wine? Sholos ben Zayma. Ma Amru, why did they say, why did the Chacham say, Bolehem Yayim Sechem Mazon, Kol Echad Ve'echem Varach La'atzmai? Why does it say in our Mishnah that if wine came in the middle of the Suda, each person makes their own bracha? And La'acham Mazon, Echad Varach La'kulam, after the Suda, everyone makes their own bracha for everyone. So why in the middle of the Suda can't one person be mighty everyone with the bracha of Hagafen? Amalehem, so he answered, Hoyel Ve'ein Beisa Bli Aponu. The reason is, since everyone is in the middle of eating, and Rashi explains that if everyone's in the middle of eating, if one person makes the bracha, they're not going to be able to concentrate on the person's bracha and to be yaitzi with him. You have to concentrate on the mevarech, and you can't be concentrated in the middle of eating. And therefore, you're not going to be yaitzi with the bracha, and therefore you can't be yaitzi everyone with bracha in the middle of a suda. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rebbe Yonah says pshat because the problem is that it's a sakana. To say amen while you're eating, you might choke, chas v'shalom, and therefore it's a sakana. Therefore, they said that everyone makes their own bracha. And Tosfos over here brings in the shayla of being mighty people of bracha. Tosfos has a tzad to say, if you say savri, mayri, and they stop eating, then everyone else could be yotze with you because you're telling everyone to stop and eat. And then, you know, stop eating and concentrate. And therefore, Tosfos says, so it's not like that. My Tosfos said you shouldn't do it because you don't want to be mechalik between ponu and any ponu because sometimes they're not going to realize. Therefore, don't ever be mighty someone in the middle of the suda with a bracha. And Tosfos at the end, once we mentioned the suga of Haseba, Tosfos at the end says that by Abdullah, it says, Tzorchin, that we make Abdullah standing up. How do we patter each other from the wine? We have to be mighty each other in the bracha of Abdullah with the wine. We're not sitting and we're not leaning. So how would we might say everyone? That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos' answer is two terutzim. Either metech shekayim ma'atzmai de losses de Abdullah kavinami akula milsa. Since you all stand together to hear Abdullah, that's kula kvias. But lemaisi ends off. That's better to sit down b'shas Abdullah. And in the Shulchan Aruch brought down 2 days. The mechaber says to sit, and the Rama brings down that the minigas to stand, and it's machlokes there what to do. But so everyone does whatever the minig is, and you see in Tosfos already the minig was to stand, but he says it's better to sit. So the Gemara Vayta, Vu'omer al ha-mugmar. It said in our Mishnah at the end that the person who made the bracha on the wine after benching, he gets to make the bracha on the incense, on the katiris, on the smelling, the stuff that smells good. It's mashma that he gets his chus for the bracha. It's mashma, there would be someone else here who would be better than him, who would maybe older than him, who should get the bracha. But still, since he made the bracha on wine, he gets to make the bracha on the besamim. So Dr. Gemara, skip the next line. Mashal and Gura, take it out. It's a riot to Rav. The one who gets the schus to wash mayim achronim first, who mezumah lebracha? He makes the bracha of benching. And we see from there, someone starts the mitzvah, we tell him to finish the mitzvah. And same thing here, once he made the bracha on the yayin, he gets to make the bracha on the besamim also, just like we say the same idea by mayim achronim. Whoever washes mayim achronim first, it started with the mitzvah, he gets to do the mitzvah of benching. Rav v'Rabbi Chiya v'Yasvi kamei the Rebbe Sudusa. Rav v'Rabbi Chiya were both tamidim of Rebbe. They were sitting together with him by a suda. Omele Rebbe l'Rav. Rebbe told Rav, his Talmud, kum mashu yada, go wash your hands. And Rebbe saw that Rav was getting all nervous. Chazid av amirsis. Omele Rabbi Chiya told him, bar pachsi, which means ben gedolim, Ayin Berchus Zayna Kamalach. He was telling you that you get ready to bench. That's why you should wash your hands. And Rashi explains that Rav was scared that he was telling him that your hands are dirty, or maybe you should stop eating already. That's what he thought he was telling him. So he got a little nervous. He says, no, we're telling you to bench. We're giving you a kibud. So go wash your hands by the Kharidim and get ready to bench. So Omar, now I'm going to go into Basam, the brachas of Basam. Omar Rav Zera, Omar Rav Yirmiya. Me'imisai mevorchim ala reach. When do you make a bracha ala reach? I mean, do you want to make a bracha on this Basam? And the way they made the Basam was they burnt spices. And then when the smoke came up, it started smelling. So you shouldn't make a bracha too early because that's called too early. It has to be closer to the actual hanah. So the Emes HaBarachim HaLarech, Meshatalatim Rasei, after the smoke starts coming up, that's when you make the bracha. Omer Abzeila Rava Bar Yirmiya, V'aloi Ka'arach. Why is he making a bracha? He didn't smell yet. Omer Leiv V'tameich, when you make a bracha on bread, Hamayit Yilechem Naretz, Demavarech, V'aloi Achal, you didn't eat the bread yet, Ela Daita Lamech, you're planning on eating. And you make the bracha right before I eat. Hachinami daitel aruchei. Here also, I'm planning on smelling. And some of the achrayim explained shana shaka v'tariya. The question was it a bracha berchas hanenin or berchas hashvach? If it's a bracha thanks, you have to first smell it, and they say, oh, thank you Hashem for the smell. But if it's berchas hanenin, then the lach is before you have anah, you have to make a bracha. Before you enjoy something, you have to make a bracha. Before you get pleasure, you have to make a bracha. So therefore, the Gemara answered, no, it's like hamaitzi, it's like a berchas hanenin. Therefore, you have to make a bracha before you smell. Om Rav Chia Berei the Av Bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Chistam Rav, Armi Lo Om Rav Chistam Azibi, Kol HaMagmarois, all spices that are burnt, and you smell the smoke, which is called a mugmar, Mavarchum Aleim Barei Atzei V'Samim. Make the bracha of Barei Atzei V'Samim. Why? Even though right now it's not twigs anymore, it's not Atzim anymore, it's not a piece of wood anymore, it's burnt, still you can make a Barei Atzei V'Samim because it came from Atzei V'Samim. Besides for Chutz me musk sheminchaya hu shavarchum very mina b'samim. Besides for musk, which is, Rashi explains, is a deer called a musk deer, and they take the waste of that deer and they turn it into b'samim. They burn it and it turns it into b'samim. So then you don't make a bracha very atzei b'samim because it doesn't come from eitzim. It comes from the waste of a deer. So therefore you make a bracha very mina b'samim. Meisvei frey tamar kasha im varchum very atzei b'samim ela far samon shavas rebbe. You only make a Barei Atzei V'Samim on a farsamoin, if you're smelling the farsamoin of Beis Rebbe, it's a certain flower, plant. While farsamoin is a case of a hadas, and a hadas, which is a myrtle, we know what hadas are, shebechol makom. Oh, and basically, the Rashi is saying you only make a bracha of Barei Atzei V'Samim only without sreifa, only if you're smelling the actual piece of wood. So you see, it's not like the man Yom said, when you burn it, you make Barei Atzei V'Samim. Magmara tufta, sakasha tufta. And Tosis speaks out over here that if you walk into a house or you get some b'samim, you're not sure what bracha is, bari atzi b'samim, bari mina b'samim. He says, some say shahakal ni b'varah, because that's everything yotza. But Rabbeinu Moshe Makutzi says, no, you say bari mina b'samim. Because in b'samim, bari mina b'samim is like the shahakal of b'samim. Even though there's a lot of other brachas, bari atzi b'samim, bari isve b'samim, but when you don't know, you say bari mina b'samim. Omer Chistel Rav Yitzchak, hay mishchad afar samayin. You have this oil that you make together, you soak in it the besamim, these plants called a farsamoin. So my mevarchon le, what bracha do you make on it? You smell it, you smell the oil. On one hand you could say that, you know, it's bari atzei besamim because it comes from arsamoin. But on the other hand, it's oil, it's not the afarsamoin. So only hachi am Rav Yehuda, bari shemen arzeinu. Make a new bracha, it's called bari shemen arzeinu. You created the oil of our land, Because this afarsamoin came from Yerichai, and the oil was extracted out of this afarsamoin plant. It seems like it was more extracted out of it, or if it was soaked in it, it's not clear, but it came out of the afarsamoin plant. This grew in Yerichai, and Yerichai, Rashi says, it's called Yerichai because Lashon Reach, things smell very good over there. And therefore, you say Bairi Shemar Atzeinu because it comes from a farsamoin, which comes from Yericho, and therefore you make the Bairi of the oil of our land. Omalei, don't make a Rav from Rav Yehuda. Barmenei Rav Yehuda, the Chaviv L'Aretzol, Rav Yehuda loved Aretzol very much, and therefore he makes the bracha. Kuli Arama, but a lot of people, what a bracha they make? Omalei, Hacham Rav Yechna, Bairi Shemen Arev. Makes the bracha of Shemen Arev. And it seems like Peshua has its own bracha, either Bairi Shemar Atzeinu, Bairi Shemen Arev. The Bairi Yehuda explains the reason is, because since it's found in Eretz Yisrael, so it gets a special bracha for itself. And you make a bracha Hashem created a sweet oil that comes out of the Safar Samoin. Now, Rav Yehuda, we had before, held it was also go to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeru used to keep away from Rav Yehuda, he shouldn't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. And still you see, he was chayv of Eretz Yisrael, he loved Eretz Yisrael. He just hold it, couldn't go there, but he loved Eretz Yisrael. And there's Torah about that. But the more Vaita. Om Rav Adba, have a high kashrusa, which is kosht, one of the besamim from the Ketairis. But if you take oil and you soak the kosht in it, and the oil gets that smell, you don't make that bracha. Because you only see the shaman, so you don't make a bar atzi b'sam. It could be make a different bracha, bar mina b'sam and bar shaman. Arav macho. Rav Kana ma'filo mishcha kvisha. Even if it's mishcha that soaked the kishin, you can make bar atzi b'sam. Ma mishcha tchina loy. But if it's ground up, not. Now doyam ma'filo mishcha tchina. Even if it's ground up, you can make the bracha of atzi b'sam. And because since it comes from these aitzim, therefore you can make that bracha.